Hi guys, welcome to a new month. It is February, and as usual, you have Christian Aude here on our Orange Hustle podcast with
Faith. It took someone's future.
Faith said that we should make this a solemn episode because it's just supposed to be like a reflective episode where you think about all you did in January and you like look at it and see how far you've come with your goals. So that's why we're sounding solemn. You know that we are not always like this.
I'm not even sounding solemn. I'm the one that is trying to sound solemn.
Faith is trying to look like maybe lost somebody. I don't know.
Why are you laughing? You're supposed to be very calm. You're not supposed to laugh.
I'm so sorry. It's hard to be serious.
You're supposed to be calm. You're supposed to just do as if you are whispering.
Being serious is hard.
Yeah, so hello guys. Happy new month. So, some weeks ago,
yeah,
we were all celebrating new month, 2024.
New year, new me.
Yes, new year, new days. This year, I'm going to achieve this.
I'm going to buy a car.
I did not say I'm going to buy a car in January. But then, we are 1 month down already. You get more like, I'm more like 32 days down already. And I just want us to be reflect on how was January for you. You get, we won't be talking much today. It's more about, I want us to respond with, just think about everything we say, just think about it. You can actually write, you can use your notepad, you can actually just write with your pen. How was January for you? You can actually just say it out. Was it fun? Was it adventurous? Was it hard? Was it beautiful? Or was it just there for you? How was it for you? How was January for you? You get. And what are the core things you achieve? Are they stuff you achieve?
Yeah, what were your long-term goals, your short-term goals? How have you improved? Like, what steps have you taken in January that is pushing you closer to achieving your long-term goals? And those short-term goals that you've wanted to achieve this year, how have you achieved them? What did you do differently? What have you learned? What books have you read? Like, just anything to just show that.
Or have you forgotten your New Year resolution already? Because
Some person said they'll read 50 books.
Yes, some people are just back to back every week, I'm reading 5 books, every week I'm reading this. No, there are people like that that have such
books.
Goals. But then,
5 books in 1 week.
Did you abandon your 2024 goals just during that first week of January?
Did you keep telling yourself that
I will
do
excuses
it though? I will do it though. First week is for resting. Let me rest this first week. I'll start it
second week is for fasting. The next week is to eat. And then the other one is to I've tried. No grief for anybody. Now, last month was all about no grief for anybody. No grief for your financial life. How was your finance like?
Yes, what did you do with money?
Did you make money?
Yeah.
Yeah, and very important, what did you do with money? Because most of us will look back and, man, I made money in January.
Where is the money?
But, how? You get, so you have to like sit down. Where did I go wrong? Did I just carelessly spend money? Did I just give out money carelessly? What are the gadgets you need moving forward? What are the things you need? What is that skill you need to take? Like, now you can actually dedicate this February. And say, okay, this February, I want to learn a particular skill. Nothing else, nothing. Because now, let's say you are determined to do one thing in January. You would have done it. You get, but then probably you were bombarded with lot of things. How about you just take your time? If it is to go on a break on social media, please do this February and get better. All right, so I just want us to look back and just think, how was January?
Yeah.
Write something down. How was it really? Sit down and write. How was it with your friends? Did you get better with your friends? How was with relating with your friends? Did you make a new friend? Mm-hmm. Is the person still a friend? What happened along the line? Is it a you factor? You get.
How has your relationship improved from January to now? Those persons that are close to you, are you guys still close? How are you building the relationship? How are you doing things to possibly better your friendship? What steps are you taking towards building healthy relationships? You might want to just consider all of these things because it's very important. I mean, to have like some stock taking that you do every month to show that you are actually progressing some way and you are doing something different or you are doing better at what you're already doing. So all of those things are important.
So this is more like a checkup podcast episode.
Yeah.
And so basically I would just say we are like, I am. I don't know about Christy. I'm like your best friend out there that's rooting for you. Yes, I'm like your best friend. You're
rooting
for you.
For you guys,
and
honestly,
I know you can do better. And let's just say, probably last month you couldn't do much, due to a lot of, let's say, valid factors. But then I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe so much in you that you will do a lot. There's a lot embedded inside of you that, and I don't want you to just let it dim out this month. This month, go all out. Take that risk. Send that message. Send that mail.
Do that thing.
Apply. Don't skip those. Apply. Take, even if it's going to take you a night, a whole night, reach out to people. If something that you can use AI, use AI. Use people. Ask people. Sorry, not use. Ask people. You get. Talk to people. You feel as if you are tired, talk to somebody, talk to God, talk to somebody also. Go on, show. You get, it might not be, it won't be totally smooth all through the month, but just have there are moments that there will be those ups and downs, but just know that in all, God got you and we are also here for you. And you can always call me. You can always talk to any of us, like for real. And we are really rooting for you. And we just hope you get better. And just share, in case you want to share anything with us, there is a link attached to this, the description of this post, of this podcast, where we are listening. You can always just drop a comment. How has it been for you? How was your January? And if there's any way we can help out, you can always just let us know. All right? So after writing down everything, I want us to write something. I want you specifically to write something down about January, where you went wrong, what you did not achieve. Bring them in forward. It's like in school, there's a carry it forward to February. Okay? We're not able to achieve that figure. We're not able to do that stuff. Bring it in January. Now, probably had excuses. Write things down that can eliminate that excuses of why you could not achieve those stuff.
Right.
Okay? Write it down and please take action. Okay? We are going to almost 2 months down. You get, the year is running and the every many things you wanted to do, this is the time and this is the chance to make it a reality. It will not just come to you. Okay? So this is all checking up on you.
Mm-hmm.
We should all, we actually do this more often.
Yeah.
Check up on ourselves, and we don't want to talk much. I want you guys to do more of the talking there. You get more of the reasoning, more of the thinking back, more of the afterthoughts.
Right.
But I actually want us to do amazing stuff. Is it a phone you want to buy, a laptop you want to buy? How much are you going to set aside this month? How much are you going to go extra mile to make more money? You get, what's
in
that new thing?
Way,
yes, in a good way. To make more money this year. You get, you are scared, right? At some point, we are all scared at some point in our life. But take that risk. Okay? Take that risk. If you need any, let's say, business advice, you can always just send us a message. Alright? And definitely we'll respond and we'll help out. Alright, don't be carried away by it's an amount to rest, it's an amount of love.
Yes,
and all of that.
It's a month of love.
It's not a month
oh
of love anything.
God.
It's not a month of love anything. But let's still all be focused and be wise. Let it not be because of 14 February, you go and spend money you're supposed to use and buy laptop, you're supposed to buy Wi-Fi. Yes, don't do that. Work on yourself, get better. Don't try to impress anybody.
Try to impress
Keep
me.
Keep growing. And we love you so much. And we want you to do great stuff this month.
Yes, we are rooting and for you guys.
Thank you very much
for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for listening up to this point. And we'll see what we will do for all ourselves this very soon. We should have a meetup where we just come together and just talk. All right, live a live session and just check up on ourselves physically. So thank you, and please leave a feedback. Let's know what you guys, let's just know what's up, okay? I know. So thank you, and
thank you guys. Until next time, we hope that you enjoy the season of love, even if you are not going to be with anybody possibly. But just make sure that you enjoy and love yourself the best way you can this month. Right, so say happy new month once again for myself and Faith and everybody in our Orange Hustle, and we hope that this month is everything beautiful and everything you wish for yourself.
All right, take care. Bye. We love you. Love you very much.